www.mary.live.
The Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Tuesday morning. You are tuning your heart to the truth on Wake Up with us this morning. I'm Gabby Smith along with Damian Colano. Hey, Damian, good morning.
Howdy. How are you this morning, young lady?
Good. I think I said good morning probably three times in less than a minute, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we know it's a good morning.
It's time for that second cup.
It's definitely not a bad morning when you say it that often. Okay, well, we're going to continue to make it a good morning throughout the show. And to kick things off, today is the feast day of St. Gregory the Seventh. Okay, so we have a special prayer for him. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. O invincible defender of the Holy Church's freedom, St. Gregory, by the firmness you showed in maintaining the Church's right against her enemies, stretch forth from heaven your mighty arm to comfort her and defend her in the fearful battle she wages with the powers of darkness. Attain for him the joy of beholding the holy endeavors crowned by the triumph of the Church and the return of the lost sheep into the right path. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, Father and Holy Spirit, who lives and reigns, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, Amen. Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. We'll learn more about St. Gregory the Seventh later on in today's show, but we're starting off with some events in our listening area we will give you details about. That is coming up in 8 minutes. In 18 minutes, we have James Behan joining us. He is the Associate Director for Young Adult Ministry and Marriage and Family Life in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. He's very busy. So we're going to get an update from James and the wonderful work he's doing over in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Those are probably one of the two most active offices in the Archdiocese, at least from what I have seen. You have marriage, family, and then youth and young adult or young adult ministry. So yeah, lots of stuff going on. We'll get some updates from James and see how the summer is going to be as well. In 35 minutes, Thomas McKenna joins us. He is the founder and president of Catholic Action for Faith and Family. And today we're going to be talking about the book, Respecting the Body and Blood of the Lord. So he's going to dive into some pretty difficult topics today, and if you want to know exactly what that means and stick around in 35 minutes, Thomas will tell us all about that. And in 48 minutes, Doug Grain joins us. He's a Catholic entrepreneur and author, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Against the Grain, Heroic Catholics Through the Centuries. So probably learn a little bit more about some wonderful saints and people that we have maybe never heard about. So you always learn something new on Catholic Radio, right, Damian?
Always. And one thing that's not new is the fact that it's another good day of sunshine. That's right. Yes. We're going to have plenty of it, not only today, not only yesterday, but all week long, folks. It's the type of week in which the weather guy can take off of work, come back on Monday and say, did I miss anything? And everybody says, no, it was just beautiful. So there you go. Nothing's going to change. Maybe a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, depending on where you are and how hot it gets. But outside of that, it's a nice morning. Winds out of the north at 7 miles an hour. Very comfortable just about everywhere. That little breeze kind of makes things perfect. Temperatures in and around the area right now. Over in Covington, it's 68 degrees. In Biloxi, it's 71. Home of Thibodaux, 72. In Baton Rouge, it's 69 degrees. And in New Orleans, the Crescent City, it's the warm spot, 77 degrees. Don't go too far. The gospel's coming your way. You're going to want to hear it on Wake Up. The Holy Spirit Novena and Revival continues tonight at St. John of the Cross Catholic Church in Lacombe, Louisiana. Mass will be celebrated by Father Dan Dashner, parochial vicar at Most Holy Trinity. Music by Audrey and Emma St. Cyr. Confession and praise and worship begin at 6:15 with Mass starting at 7. The Holy Spirit Novena and Revival continues tonight at St. John of the Cross Catholic Church in Lacombe, Louisiana. For details, go to stjohnofthecrosslacombe.org.
What will make my annuals thrive this year? Hi, I'm Zorn with GreenSeasons.us, and here's a few things. Location is very important. Know how much sunlight your flower wants, and make sure that is how much sunlight it will get when you plant it. This will save you time and money. Soil preparation is also important. Annuals prefer well-drained soil. Work in peat moss and compost to increase the soil's organic matter. Don't overcrowd them. Flowers have to have the right spacing to grow. Flowers from the nursery can be compacted by the pot they were grown in. Gently loosen the root mass before planting. This will cause the roots to spread faster. Fertilize the plants when you are done planting with a slow-release fertilizer. Flowers will not need to be fertilized again during this season unless they are grown in containers. Add some mulch around the freshly planted flowers, making sure not to cover them up, and make sure to saturate the area on the first watering. I'm Zorn with GreenSeasons.us. If you have any questions, 888-353-1971.
If you're new to Medicare, you might have questions about where to start. It helps to have someone on your side who understands Medicare. Your local licensed Humana sales agent is here to answer your questions and to help find a Medicare Advantage plan available in the Baton Rouge area that may fit your needs. Call Sarah Sotil at 225-717-0245 Monday through Friday to learn more. Call Sarah Sotil today. No obligation to enroll.
A good Tuesday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's Gospel. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them. And they accepted them, and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you."
We've heard the Gospel, and now we reflect.
Many people meet the imminent reality of their death with denial, fear, and frustration, as they desperately attempt to cling to this life. This was not the case with Jesus, who approached his death with this beautiful priestly prayer to the Father. At the same time, his prayer serves as a powerful instruction for all his followers. There is a sense that the 17th chapter of John's Gospel forms Jesus' last will and testament. St. Athanasius declared, "It is plain that, as the Word, he knows the hour and the end of all things. If he had not known the hour, he would not have said, 'Father, the hour is come.'" A careful study reveals striking parallels between Jesus' priestly prayer and the Our Father. The Lord's Prayer, which is shorter and more succinct, provides a wonderful background for this beautiful and poetic priestly prayer of Jesus, our High Priest. Both prayers address God as Father. Both glorify God with His divine name. Both prayers seek to do the will of God. Finally, both prayers beg deliverance from the devil, the evil one. The key, of course, is that both prayers reflect Jesus' oneness with the Father and his passionate desire to operate completely in the center of the Father's will. Would that we were all more like that. This beautiful prayer has a special meaning for our ordained priests, for it is read at the Chrism Mass on Holy Thursday when priests renew their vows of ordination. From an ecumenical perspective, it begs the Father to bring about Christian unity, something we desperately need today, because disunity weakens the gospel message. However, above all interpretations, Jesus' priestly prayer stands as our Lord's last public accounting to the Father for his mission. The apostles, who were with Jesus from the beginning, will witness his fidelity to the very end. May we also become witnesses by the fidelity of our lives. Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
Let me hear an amen, Brother Jimmy. Thank you for that. And also Father Chris Decker for the gospel reading today. And a number of events in and around the area. So take note if you'd like. Tonight, Father Chabelle over at Our Lady of Mercy Catholic Church in Baton Rouge, he's going to be having a healing mass in honor of St. Charbelle. It's going to be at 6 o'clock, and as I said, at Our Lady of Mercy Catholic Church right there on Government in Baton Rouge. Also, the Pro-Life Summit will be held on June 10th at Bethany Church on Honoré Lane in Baton Rouge, and it's presented by the Louisiana Right to Life. If you want to register and learn more, just go to theprolifesummit.com, theprolifesummit.com, and you'll get all the info you need.
Yes, there will also be a presentation coming up at St. George Catholic Church in Baton Rouge entitled True Intimacy in Marriage, presented by Stephanie Hilgert on June 6th at 7 p.m. The event is free and will be held in the St. George Chapel. There will be light refreshments, and for more information, you can go to st-george.org. Also, all of these events today can be found at our website at ccmedia.live.
They sure can. And, you know, the woman's prayer group is coming up, right, Gabby?
Yes, definitely. The women's prayer group, Lectio Divina, is a tradition, Catholic practice of scriptural reading, meditation, and prayer on the daily Holy Scriptures. In addition, the women's prayer group will again be using the book called Fresh Bread by Joyce Rupp. They will meet in the Ministry Center every other Friday in New Orleans from 9:15 a.m. to 11 a.m., with the next meeting being this Friday, May 26th. You can go to ccmedia.live for more information.
I think that's great, ongoing meetings like that. Keeps the momentum going and the spirit moving. Just so you guys know, 10 a.m. this Sunday at St. Joseph Cathedral, downtown Baton Rouge, the Diocese of Baton Rouge will be ordaining two new priests, Deacon Albert Blunt, who will be a priest over at Christ the King Catholic Church on LSU's campus, and Deacon Joseph Bressoir, I hope I said that right, Bressoir, who will be assigned to St. Teresa of Avila Church Parish in Gonzales. May God bless these two young men. Boy, do we need them in our diocese right now. And they're going to be filling some big shoes because we had, I think, four priests retire this year in the next couple months. Also, the 2023 St. Catherine of Siena Summer Camp is going to be taking place. It's a six-week-long camp. It starts June 5th. It's going to end July 14th. Hey, perfect for you parents out there looking for something for your little ones to go do. They won't be camping on July 4th. You're going to have to take them somewhere to eat hot dogs. And spots are available still. And so if you have a St. Catherine of Siena student, or if you're a parishioner of that parish, and you're entering pre-K, 4 or up to 7th grade, those are the kids that they're looking for to register for this. Just go to scschurch.com or ccmedia.live.
Well, and this summer, Damien, is also a good time to do your service hours. You can explore Serve, Students Engaging and Reflective Volunteer Experiences program at Catholic Charities. You can go to ccano.com for more information on these wonderful opportunities to get your service hours this summer.
Oh, yeah. Kids are always looking to do that, too. So if they're not going to camp, they're going to be working. Hey, that's what the good old America is all about. All right, folks, James Behan's coming your way on Wake Up.
Right this minute, you're listening to Catholic Community Media. Have you told others about this station? Perhaps how listening has deepened your faith? Become a CC Media Ambassador at ccmedia.live. We'll send you prayer cards and bumper stickers for yourself or even your church. They're free for the asking. Go to ccmedia.live and click on Become an Ambassador. This way, we evangelize together. Tune your heart to the truth. Catholic Community Media. Dairyland Campers has been a proud sponsor of Catholic Community Radio for over 10 years. And for over 20 plus years, Dairyland has been the final destination for thousands of folks looking to buy motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers. Their no-pressure atmosphere, pricing to fit your budget, and friendly service has helped Dairyland to become one of the largest RV dealers in the entire South. Dairyland Campers invites you to join them in supporting the faith through Catholic Radio. Go to DairylandCampers.com.
Have you ever wanted to read the Bible in a year? Hello, I'm Jeff Cavins, introducing the Bible in a Year podcast with Father Mike Schmitz and myself. It is available at ascensionpress.com or Apple. An amazing thing is happening right now around the country. People are reading through the Bible in chronological order, and we would love to have you join us. That's the Bible in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz and myself at ascensionpress.com.
Did you know Woman's New Life Clinic offers free abortion pill reversal? I'm Allison Daigle, CEO of Woman's New Life Clinic. The need to support women in unplanned pregnancies is as important as ever. We offer free pregnancy testing, ultrasounds, professional counseling, and abortion pill reversal, as well as low-cost women's health care. You can help women in need at womansnewlife.com/donate.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for May 23rd. Today we celebrate Pope Saint Gregory VII. Three evils plagued the Church in the 10th and early 11th centuries. First was simony, the buying and selling of sacred offices and things. Second, the unlawful marriage of the clergy. And third, so-called lay investiture, whereby kings and nobles controlled the appointment of Church officials. In 1049, Pope Leo IX brought a young monk named Hildebrand to Rome to be his counselor. Hildebrand directed his reformer's attention to all the problems facing the Church. Eventually, he became Pope himself, taking the name Gregory VII. For 12 years, Gregory was a busy pope, fiercely resisting any attack on the liberty of the Church. For this, he suffered and finally died in exile in 1085. 30 years later, the Church won its struggle against lay investiture. The Gregorian Reform, a milestone in the history of the Church, was named after this man who tried to free the papacy and the whole Church from undue control by civil rulers. Gregory reasserted the unity of the Church based on Christ and expressed in the successors of St. Peter. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It is 19 past the hour. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado. Hey, Damian, we have a little change we want to throw out there.
Yeah, I do. I want to make a correction. I think I said Sunday and not Saturday. The orientation for our priest will be Saturday at St. Joseph Cathedral downtown at 10 a.m. Sunday will be their first Mass.
Wow. Okay. That's going to be a great thing to definitely watch. We're actually going to be having Deacon Albert Blunt over in our morning show later on after after all this is over, just to get his reaction and see how he's feeling. Yes. So we went to LSU together, and I am so excited and happy for him. Very involved in Christ the King together. Saw each other all the time, so on campus. So I am especially excited for him and praying for everyone who is helping to put this together as well. I know that a lot of things are happening in the Archdiocese as well, but one of the offices, or actually two of the offices that are run by one person, is James Behan. James is the Associate Director for Young Adult Ministry in the Archdiocese and the Marriage and Family Life Office over with Chris O'Neill. Hey, James, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Gabby. Good morning, Damian. Great to be on. It's a lot of tiny type on my business card.
It's great to have you with us, James. You are always doing things over in the Archdiocese, but let's start off with the young adult ministry. You know, it's so great to get so many young adults involved, and I have to say that the New Orleans area is very active with getting them involved with adoration, you know, service, ministry, and everything like that. So tell us a little bit about what your office is up to.
For sure. Yeah, of keeping tabs of, well, we're transitioning at this time of year from college campus ministries, wrapping up their year of engaging their college students, and especially those college students that were here in the Archdiocese in New Orleans or in different campuses around Louisiana and around the country are coming back home. So parishes are offering the opportunities for young adults to find a place to be when they come back home. There are two events that are on the horizon that would be a great opportunity for young adults, especially those who are coming back home and those who are looking for something to do, to take part in. Tomorrow night is the last session of the Theology on Tap North Shore session that our friends at St. Anselm in Madisonville are hosting over at Fat Boys Pizza in Covington. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, May 24th, from 6:30 to 9 p.m., Father Jeremy Lambert's going to be the presenter, and Father Jeremy's just a dynamic speaker and a great guy to be around. So it'll be a great opportunity. The pizza there is delicious, and gigantic-sized, as well as the experience of fellowship with young adults. And our next Christ in the City fellowship, and Christ in the City, for those who don't know, it's the monthly adoration, the Holy Hour experience. There's confession that's available. We have praise and worship music, and then there's a social hour that happens afterwards. We're actually going to be up on the North Shore for that as well, over at Our Lady of the Lake Parish. It'll be Tuesday, June 6th at 7 p.m. So especially for folks who live on the North Shore, and sometimes it's a difficulty to make their way over the bridge for our regular New Orleans area Christ in the City sessions, this is a great opportunity to be together and to be around that body of Christ and to be the body of Christ together as well.
I agree. And James, I've been very open with how it is to be a young adult and making friends. You know, it's quite difficult. And especially coming out of COVID, you know, it's that push to go out and to meet new people. And Christ in the City and Theology on Tap are great opportunities for this. I love Christ in the City. It's one of those things where you go the first time and you ask yourself, why haven't I been going before? It's really, really great. So is there a website we can go to maybe keep up with these? Because Christ in the City is pretty regular, as well as Theology on Tap.
It is, yeah. So the best place for all things young adult ministry within the Archdiocese in New Orleans would be nolacatholic.org/YAM. For young adult ministry.
Mm-hmm. And Christ in the City, so go ahead, James.
I was going to say too, and as I think that's also the great places for people who are in parishes that have young adult ministry events. We try our best to stay on top of everything that parishes do. So along with what we're offering, we're also directing people to be in their parishes and be young adults with other young adults in their spaces. And so nolacatholic.org/YAM, there's a spot where folks, if they have an event at their parish, they could email me, and I could put that on our website or put that on our regular updates that we receive or send out to over 1,100 people. And this way their event can be shared with others so that folks who are looking for something to do or their particular parish is hosting something that they can get on board and be with their peers. Because there's a bunch of parishes that we've been working with and talking with that are hungry to, like you were saying, Gabby, revive young adult ministry since we're growing more and more comfortable about being together again. And where people are just kind of looking for something and aching for something to do. So nolacatholic.org/YAM is the place to be for that.
Well, and I was going to say Christ in the City is a great opportunity because there are actually multiple priests over there that where you can have confessions. So while you're in that hour of adoration, you can step away and go to a priest for confession. And there's an opportunity there, even if you haven't gone in a while, it's a great opportunity just to go in and talk to a priest as well. So let's transition over to the marriage and family life apostolate that you are with Chris O'Neill, the director in the Archdiocese. What's been going on over there?
Yeah, well, I'll make sure I also give a shout out to Adrian Jackson over with our CYO Youth and Young Adult Ministry Director too, because I'm very grateful to have two directors who are very patient with me being split in both ministries. We have, especially one of the things to think about it, even in terms of thinking about young adult ministry, is the Marriage and Family Life Office will be working with Springs in the Desert, which is a national ministry that deals with issues and women and couples who are struggling with infertility. July 7th and 8th of this year, they're going to be up at St. Ben's, the retreat center up at the Abbey. And it's challenging to talk about, especially we just came out of Mother's Day. And all of the feelings and struggles that couples may be experiencing. There are couples who are still feeling the aftershock and effects of it, but there are couples and young adult couples who are in the thick of it. So that is something. It's that the Springs in the Desert people are amazing, and there's a really beautiful community of healing and support that young adult women. And especially young adult men and husbands that are trying to navigate these waters as well can be with. We have that as well as for folks who have just gotten married or just getting engaged. Perhaps you just graduated college and your special someone wants you to be there forever someone. We have our Days for the Engaged, which are our two-part marriage preparation opportunities, as well as the Catholic Engaged Encounter retreats. That these are all, it's wild to think about young adults and marriage and family life, how it intersects, that there are opportunities, that these opportunities of young adults getting engaged and getting married and eventually having children and baptizing these children, that these are all opportunities for parishes and the ministries that are involved in these parishes to and be with young adults and encounter them and invite them and remind them that this is their home and that our bases and our parish families need them to be there just as much as they need to be with us.
I think it's important, James, to also address the fact that different marriages are walking different paths. So all of us are on different paths, especially as Catholic couples. So you have Springs in the Desert and you have engaged couples, and then you have married couples who are maybe have been married for so long or just getting married. So you want to tackle all of those different points as well. But I want to circle back to Springs in the Desert because we have talked about this for quite some time. And I know a lot of people are really struggling with this and going through this, or they have family members who are going through this. Can you tell us when the next Springs in the Desert gathering is? Is there a cost to it? And where can we go to find out details?
Yes, there is. It's July 7th and 8th at St. Joseph's Abbey Retreat Center up in Covington. There is a cost to it, but with many couples, as with many of our retreats, if there is an issue, you can contact our office, the Marriage and Family Life Office, about that. And the best place to learn more about the cost and the other details of it would be nolacatholic.org as well, /MFL for Marriage and Family Life. So YAM for Young Adult Ministry and MFL for Marriage and Family Life.
Thank you so much, James Behan, Associate Director for the Young Adult Ministry and the Marriage and Family Life Office in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Thank you so much for everything that you do, and we'll keep up with all of those events as well. Have a wonderful day, James. Thanks.
Thanks. You too, Gabby and Damian. Take care.
You too. Well, Thomas McKenna joins us when we return from the break. He's going to be talking about the book, Respecting the Body and Blood of the Lord. When Holy Communion Should Be Denied. It's half past the hour on Wake Up.
Here's a CC Media Did You Know.
Keep up with us on Twitter. Just follow us at LA Catholic Media. That's at LA Catholic Media to receive our tweets. Also, visit our website 24/7 at ccmedia.live.
Catholic Art and Gifts, 6184 Florida Boulevard, is a proud sponsor of Catholic Community Radio. Catholic Art and Gifts has sacramental items as well as supplies for church and clergy. Catholic Art and Gifts also stocks the latest books from Catholic authors, plus children's books, baby items, and gifts for all occasions. You'll always receive a warm, heartfelt welcome from the staff. Catholic Art and Gifts, 6184 Florida Boulevard, 225-926-1216, on the web at Ziegler's.com.
Delivering customized services while developing lasting client relationships is what sets Olent Group One Solution apart. As an independently owned agency for over 25 years, the foundation of Olent Group's success is the commitment to help individuals and businesses maximize and protect their economic potential by providing personal attention, quality products, and superior services. Olent Group offers employee benefit consulting, financial services, property and casualty, and specialized insurance for emergency services. Visit olengroup.com and see how our family protects yours. Olent Group, one solution, helping address your needs today and for many years to come.
Securities offered through Talton & Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, OSJ, 2701 North Rocky Point Drive, Suite 1000, Tampa, Florida, 33607, 813-264-0440. Olent Group, Olent Financial Group, Nassau Olent Benefits Consulting, Olent Porsche Insurance, are not owned or controlled by Talton & Associates Incorporated.
This is Chef John Falls inviting you to think outside of the box at White Oak Estate and Gardens. Meat and Our Gardens are under the outdoor pavilion where delicious food is commonplace. Strategize adjacent to a trickling stream while enjoying breakfast or lunch. Oh yes, we do parties and weddings, but we'd love to earn your weekly business too. White Oak Estate and Gardens, 751-1882, located on George O'Neill Road, right next to Cypress Springs Mercedarian Prayer Center.
Get better sleep with a new mattress from Baton Rouge Mattress Outlet, a proud supporter of Catholic Community Radio. Providing a selection of brand name mattresses, adjustable bed frames, and Maloof pillows and sheets. Baton Rouge Mattress Outlet, 225-930-5779. 4065 Florida Boulevard and Jefferson at Houshatu Road. Open 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday, noon to 4 on Sundays. See Mitch and the gang at Baton Rouge Mattress Outlet.
Here's a CC Media Did You Know.
Looking for our video stream archives? Just go to youtube.com and search for Catholic Community Media. Click on subscribe, click the bell icon, and never miss a video. Visit us at ccmedia.live.
Are you facing an unplanned pregnancy? St. Elizabeth Foundation is the adoption agency that cares. We want you to know that you are not alone. With St. Elizabeth Foundation, you have options. So, if you are facing an unplanned pregnancy, find out if adoption is the right choice for you by calling St. Elizabeth Foundation at 225-769-8888, stelizabethfoundation.org. That's stelizabethfoundation.org.
Catholic Community Media invites you to come cruise with us December 7th through the 11th. Set sail from New Orleans on a pilgrimage called Advent at Sea 2023. This four-night Western Caribbean cruise on the Carnival Valor leaves New Orleans for Cozumel, Mexico on Thursday, December 7th and will return on December 11th. Your cabin, entertainment, and all meals are provided on board. Plus, you'll attend Mass with Father Chris Decker and he'll be available for confession daily. Get all the details at ccmedia.live and join us for Advent at Sea 2023. Go to ccmedia.live. Advent at Sea 2023 is a fun way to support Catholic Community Media and spend time with your CC Radio family and friends, and of course, Father Chris Decker. For complete details and to sign up, go to ccmedia.live.
St. Mary's Books and Gifts, the little bookstore with a big heart and a thirsting desire to spread the good news. 225-272-4030. Laura Manderfield Kransky of St. Mary's Books and Gifts is a longtime supporter of Catholic Community Radio. St. Mary's Books and Gifts, located on the corner of Florida and Sherwood Forest Boulevard, 225-272-4030. St. Mary's Books and Gifts.
35 after the hour on this beautiful Tuesday morning. So glad you could join us on Wake Up. Damian Collado along with Gabby Smith. And our guest now is Thomas McKenna, founder and president of Catholic Action to Faith and Family. And he's also the CEO of St. Gianna Physicians Guild, which I'd like to learn a little bit more about if we have time today. If not, we're going to bring Thomas back on. He's here to talk about a book entitled Respecting the Body and Blood of the Lord When Holy Communion Should Be Denied. Whew. That's a mouthful, yeah. But at the same time, a powerful topic. Good morning, Thomas, and welcome to Wake Up.
Good morning. Happy to be with you.
All righty. So this book, you know, basically was initially published for the clergy by Cardinal Burke, and you came back and updated it and to help us laity understand it a little bit more by adding some commentary. So share with us your thoughts and why you went about doing this.
Well, Cardinal Burke wrote this book a number of years ago. It was never published. It was a study that he did for the clergy about the understanding of why the church has a teaching about denying communion to the public sinners. Not that he wasn't, you know, saying everyone should do that, but he was just writing his commentary. So I thought with the understanding of where we are today, the confusion, we see public high-profile people, you know, like our president, promoting abortion radically and going to church and communion, that this was a timely to do this. So we published the book and we sent it to every bishop, priest, and clergy in the country. 41,000 copies of the book were sent to them free of charge just to inform them about what this teaching is. And so that's what the book was. Now, Sophia Press has published a version of Laity where I wrote a commentary. It's the book is called Respecting the Body and Blood of the Lord When Holy Communion Should Be Denied. And that's what the book is about. It's not demanding that bishops and priests should demand that deny communion. It's about understanding why the church has the teaching and how a dialogue should be opened to these people. They should be addressed, not to just deny the communion, but addressed to say, you are not in a worthy way. You are not, you know, supporting the Catholic Church's teaching. You are not in a good way, so you should not present yourself for Holy Communion. So it's a pastoral. It's not just demanding don't deny communion. It's about a pastoral way to bring them to understand the truth of the Lord.
I agree with you 100%. There is a misunderstanding, and in fact, a lot of Catholics, unless they read the catechism, don't have a clear understanding of when you should and shouldn't receive communion. So can you share with us a few examples of what you touch on in the book, at least in your commentary, about when you should not receive communion?
Well, it's clear for the high profile people that promote abortion, that legislate abortion or same sex marriage or something else the church is opposed to, that they do that. And then in the book we analyze, okay, so this is what Cardinal Burke says for the public. How is that addressed to me? Am I worthy? Am I going to confession? Am I teaching my children what is right and wrong? Am I applying this to myself? And so that's really what this is for all of us. It is for the high profile people like our president who is radically pro-abortion, mm-hmm. scandalously pro-abortion. But then we have to, it's one of the things that I find this book shows is this canon law is not penal. It's based on charity, that the pastor needs to show the penitent the right way. It's not like, okay, you can't you go to communion because you're an evil guy and, you know, you're this or that. It's about you should not present yourself to communion because you are going down the path of perdition. Well, I love you, I want to help you, and I want to convert you. That's what the whole teaching is about. And so how many, my question to these pastors or bishops or priests is, how many of you have started this dialogue with your penitent? And that's what I see is not happening.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this a one-on-one conversation, or should they be professing this from the pulpit?
It should start with the one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And that's why denying communion is the last step of it. We only have a few cases. But my question would be, are you having the one-on-one conversation? Have you started? If you haven't, then you're the problem. You know, Archbishop Corleone from San Francisco, he had for years, 5 or 6 years, he had an ongoing conversation with Nancy Pelosi, who was the Speaker of the House at the time. He did not, after a certain point, she stopped talking to him, accepting phone calls. That's why he had announced she is not worthy to receive communion in his diocese, and he prohibited it. But this was not a one-time result. It was after multiple years of conversations, and when she finally stopped, said, "I'm not going to," she wouldn't talk to her anymore. He said, "I have nothing else to do but to prohibit her from going to communion in my diocese to show the faithful that she's unworthy." So it was a hardship. It was a sadness for him, and he prays for her daily.
So, did she stop going to church, or did she just go to another church and receive communion there? And if she did, then what?
Well, in the diocese, he made his position clear. Mm-hmm. I think in other dioceses, sadly to say, the next couple of weeks later, she went to the Vatican and went to the communion.
Well, and I think that's the point you're driving at, is if you're going to do it, you got to stay true to what the catechism in the church professes.
Yes, and that's what the bishops are good, you know, trying to show. It's about you're not worthy. You know, it's not about I want to penalize you, I want to be mean to you. It's not my opinion, your opinion. It's about if you don't believe the truth of the Catholic Church and you don't profess that, you don't act upon it, then you shouldn't receive communion. That's what the point is.
Do they not believe that what they're doing as politicians, and I don't mean to get it political here, but an individual who's a major staunch advocate for abortion, do they not see the sin? Is that part of the problem?
You know what? At a certain point, I think they get blinded by that because they are the ones that are politicizing the Holy Eucharist. Like, why would you go to Holy Communion and then come out and say, I'm a good Catholic, I'm in good standing, I'm this, I'm that, when you're doing something like that? So I think at a certain point, yes, that we learn that when a person gets in depth in sin, they get blind to the Holy Spirit that's inspiring them to do good. And I think that's what it is that they don't. And that's why it's on to the pastor, the bishop, and the priest to call their attention to it. Say, stop. You are not doing good. That's where the scandal is when a bishop sees someone so in depth in sin and doesn't say it to them.
Exactly.
Stop. And you are not in good standing with the church. You cannot be going to church and saying you're pro-abortion or you're pro-gay marriage or whatever. That's the role of the clergy, and that's the scandal. Is not just with the person; it's with the clergy not to advise them to start saying stop. You are not in good. Because at the end of the day, if they die believing that, they're not going to heaven.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Well, I love the fact that you've come out with this book and as a follow-up and break it down in the commentary. You also have some good examples from saints. Thomas, we're out of time, but I thank you so much for being with us and for publishing this book. And Thomas McKenna, founder and president of Catholic Action for Faith and Family, keep up the good work. I could tell the passion in your voice that you're a true Catholic.
Okay, God bless you. They can go to CatholicAction.org to get copies.
Amen. We've got more on Wake Up. Stick around.
I'm Ian Malosson with River Road Coffees. We're proud to support Catholic Community Radio across the Gulf South. Our coffee wakes up the staff every morning and keeps them going throughout the day so they can deliver the freshest Catholic content and news to you. You'll also find us at many Catholic community radio events. River Road Coffees at your local grocer or visit riverroadcoffees.com for home delivery.
This is Jimmy Sagers, and it's my pleasure to introduce the video series Understanding Catholicism. It's a love story of how God reveals himself, prepares the world for the coming of Jesus, who establishes his church and transforms us with his sacraments. And in the sacrifice of the Mass, Jesus simultaneously takes us up to Calvary and into the heavenly Jerusalem. And the series ends with a reflection on Jesus' passion. The videos and the notes are free to church groups or any individuals. Both are available at the website TotusTuus.com. So come and learn how Jesus uses his church to transform us into himself. TotusTuus.com. Thank you.
Are you looking for ideas to energize your marketing plan? You know, Catholic Community Radio is heard across the Gulf Coast, reaching over a million Catholics. Hi, I'm Damian Collado. Let me show you how you can connect with like-minded, loyal listeners who prefer to do business with someone who shares their values and faith. Just send me an email to underwrite@ccradio.live. That's underwrite@ccradio.live.
Catholic Community Radio invites you to pray for the priests in the Diocese of Baton Rouge. This week, join us in praying for Father Todd Lloyd, Father Reuben Dykes, Father Paul McDuffie, and Father Andrew Merrick.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the gift of our priests. Through them, we experience your presence in the sacraments. Help our priests to be strong in their vocation and set their souls on fire with love for your people. Grant them the wisdom, understanding, and strength they need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Give them the words they need to spread the gospel. Allow them to experience joy in their ministry and help them to become instruments of your divine grace. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns as our eternal priest. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
It is 48 past the hour. You're listening to Wake Up on Catholic Community Radio. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado. Our next guest is Doug Grain. Doug is a Catholic entrepreneur and author, and today he joins us to talk about his book called Against the Grain, Heroic Catholics Through the Centuries. Hey, Doug, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Gabby. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I'm looking forward to talking about this book, Heroic Catholics. And I guess the first image that pops in my mind when I see this title is St. Joan of Arc. I don't know why. As a little girl, when I first heard about St. Joan of Arc, I was like, she is the coolest saint I have ever seen in my entire life. But tell us, it cannot only be saints, it can be us as well. So what can we find in your book?
Sure. Well, I agree. St. Joan of Arc is one of the best. I was born on her feast day, May 30th, a week from today. So that's good. And also, let's begin by saying happy feast day of St. William of Rochester. His feast day is today. Yeah. But you're right. The saints, they all speak to us. We've got 2,000 years of the saints and their examples speaking to us. They all, you know, whether it's, you know, through their characteristics, through their stories, through their upbringings, through the virtues that they were able to live, God gives us, you know, the blessings, you know, through the communion of saints to look to our saints for their example to encourage each of us to live lives of greater holiness.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and we've been talking about this more and more with all the confusion out in the world. It's not really Christian friendly, Catholic friendly, especially in our country right now. This is a perfect book, I think, for us to take a look at to say, okay, how can I stand firm in my faith and true in my faith when the culture is kind of putting out something that's the complete opposite?
You're right. Yeah, I think it's the culture. It's kind of swamping the Catholic boat. We need to hold fast. We need to, you know, rely on the church and Christ as our anchors. But if you, when I was thinking about like, oh, I wrote about 21 centuries, 21 saints, 21 virtues, which saint can I put on the cover? and then I read something at the presentation when Blessed Mother presented Jesus to Holy Simeon. Holy Simeon received Jesus and said, "You are a sign of contradiction." And as the saints imitated Christ, we're to imitate Christ in our culture. When the world says go this way, we're supposed to go that way as Catholics. We're not meant to fit in. You know, we're not meant for this world. We're meant for the next world. So as Christ was a sign of contradiction, we're to imitate him and be signs of contradiction. We're supposed to go against the grain as well.
Yes, well, there is years and centuries of history that proves it to us with Christian persecution, and even Christ was persecuted, you know, and his disciples. The list goes on and on. So what was your inspiration with writing a book like this?
I think it was just, you know, you observe and you're like, well, what can I do? And then you just ask yourself, you know, the key question, you know, be a saint, why not me? It's like, speak, you know, each of us. I mean, I'm an introvert and like, okay, you know, can I do something like this? I don't know, but you just have to have the initiative and, you know, and then be prudent and then just move forward with diligence, perseverance, fortitude, just lean into the virtues. And you have no idea if you're open to saying, you know, hey, God, use me, you'd be surprised. He's like, I want you to write a book. You know, like, okay. Yeah. I mean, what can each of us do in our daily lives and our families and our communities? Like, we need to be doing more. We need to be doing something. We can't be lukewarm. I mean, this is what a great time to be alive. You know, each of us are called to be saints. Life is so short, but eternity isn't. So we all got to get busy.
Yes, and you write, time to turn up the heat and truly live, no more being lukewarm Catholic. So what kind of heroic, or who are the heroic Catholics that you mention in your book?
Well, I tried not to pick like a St. Francis of Assisi or a St. Catherine. I didn't want to focus so much on like the heavyweights of our church. I wanted it to be more of like some of the unsung saints, like a Saint Bridget or a Saint Wolfgang or Saint Lidwina, Saint Owen, you know, some names that maybe are many Catholics, they may not be as familiar with, because the book was meant to be for people when they're reading it. It's like, oh, this person had humble origins, or even in, you know, for the 20th century, Franz Jagerstatter, you know, he just lived a life of hiddenness. So from wherever we are, you know, what can we do to step up, to serve Christ, to serve the church, to serve others, to live in humility? So it's, you know, it's a mix. It's a mix of, you know, 21 saints. Some of them are very well known, but, you know, other ones are just kind of like, wow, you know, who's this saint? Like, you know, Blessed Urban, you know, like, what did he do? You know, so he showed initiative. He started the Crusades, and it's like, well, things were the way that they were for like 300 years. Who was he to change something? But, you know, with God, all things are possible. So, you know, we're all called to act. We're all called to step up and to do something more for our faith, for God, you know, in imitation of the saints who imitated Christ.
Definitely. Well, and there's so many different saints out there. You know, if we really took a look at some of these saints, we can see that maybe we can relate or connect with at least one of them. We're kind of coming to the end of our segment. Doug, can you give us maybe one takeaway of what we can do today to become a heroic Catholic and stand firm in our faith as we start our morning?
Oh, for sure. Yes. Thank you for having me. And, you know, do what you can to live a life of greater virtue. St. John Vianney said, the saints did not all begin well, but they all ended well. That's the goal. Mm. Be saints. You know, do what you can. Go against the grain. Why not you?
Yes, definitely. Doug Grain, Against the Grain, Catholics Through the Centuries. He's the author of that book. Where can we go to pick up our copy, Doug?
You can get it on Amazon. It's published by Defiance Press. And thanks for having me on today. God bless everybody.
Thank you so much. Well, definitely get that takeaway and check out that book by Doug Grain as well. Pretty good one.
As St. Ignatius of Loyola said, go forth and set the world on fire.
Yeah.
There you go. Be inspiring.
One.
All right. Well, we're going to close with a prayer. And if you're ready, we'll begin in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I believe in you and all that you have revealed for our salvation. I hope in you because of your overflowing mercy. Every single act of yours on this earth demonstrated your love for us. Your ascent into heaven before the eyes of the apostle inspires our hope of one day joining you there. I love you and wish you to be at the center of my life. Lord, give me an unwavering confidence in your victory over sin and evil, and in my life and in the world. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. In the name of the Father, Amen. Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, all of the information for today's guest can be found in the comment section for today's Facebook Live video. That's Wake Up Tuesday. You can search Catholic Community Media in the search box on Facebook. But thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. Johnny Aber joins us with his gospel reflection. Lisa Flood joins us. She's a winner of the Regina Mottram Award. She'll tell us about the award. And Brian Butler with Echo Community will tell us about their move to a new, larger home. Damien, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, as always, a pleasure. And look forward to being back soon. I'll be off tomorrow, but Johnny will be here. So,
yes, he will. And thank you so much, Jeff Blackwell in production, Karen Cotton, and of course, Chris, our intern, was switching the cameras today. Thank you so much, Chris. A job well done. Have a wonderful Tuesday. God bless.
Is a production of Catholic Community Media.
Lord Wellington Investments is owned by Greg Kennedy, CPA, a longtime friend and supporter of Catholic Community Radio. Lord Wellington Investments serves all of your investment, financial, and tax needs in South Louisiana. From 401k rollovers to financial and tax planning, it's Lord Wellington Investments. Greg Kennedy says, invite others to join you in listening to Catholic Community Radio. Lord Wellington Investments, 225-292-5118.
How can a sprinkler system help my overall lawn health? Hi, I'm Zorn with GreenSeasons.us, and here's a few reasons how. All plants need sunlight, soil, and water to thrive. Sunlight and soil are a given, yet sometimes we are left in a drought. A sprinkler system lets you make sure your grass is getting the water it needs. Setting infrequent and deep watering times will get your grass to develop a strong root system. Using an automatic timer lets you set it and forget it. This strong root system will have your grass looking healthier in the hottest time of the year, as well as allowing it to last longer in the more dry time of year. It will lower your total watering time during the rest of the year, saving you money on your water bill. A healthy and lush lawn will be very thick. So thick, in fact, that it will make it very difficult for any new weeds to become established. I'm Zorn with GreenSeasons.us. If you have any questions, 888-353-1971.
Hi, I'm Chad Olivier, Certified Financial Planner, CEO of Olivier Group. My wife Rose and I and our four sons are parishioners of St. George Catholic Church. Olivier Group was founded in 2002 with the goal of helping families with all aspects of financial planning to protect your family. We do this by using a team approach with a personal touch, always acting in the client's best interest. Life by design, not by default. Visit our website at oliviergroup.com.
Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment.